It's Rock and Rant number 38, guys. The real reason why these classic rockers who keep hanging on won't retire. We're going to talk about that today.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, guys, Ludini Rock and Roll Circus back at you in your face. Rock and Rant number 38, rockers who won't retire. And the real reason why they won't. There's a lot of speculation. Eddie Trunk was freaking out today on this and kind of like seemed very baffled and befuddled by it. But I think that there is actually some very deep and universal reasons why these guys, and it's typically guys, don't want to hang it up. Real quick, our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. If you're looking at this on YouTube or Facebook or something like that, there's links and stuff below. Hit that. There's more stuff you can check out, cool merchandise, etc. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is our website. So Eddie today is like having this conniption over Ozzy because I guess we all know that Ozzy was ill with some kind of pneumonia or something for a while, and but he was still going to go out and do this No More Tours 2 tour, and but has now canceled because he's injured himself, and so he's canceling it. But he's got a whole bunch of dates on for 2020 already. Like that's like what 9-10 months from now. So he's anticipating. So you have to wonder. And a guy like Ozzy, and like Mick Jagger has this heart thing, but he's like the Stones, like no, we're going back out in 3 months. You know, Kiss has, you know, been singing to tracks, playing to tracks, whatever, for a while now because they don't quite have their shit together anymore. So, you know, what is this really about? I do not think that Gene and Paul or Ozzy or Mick or any of these guys need the money. Okay. I think you need to get that out of your head right now. I don't think that they're like, I don't think it's greed. I don't think they need the money. Or anything like that, or that they're trying to like sell any albums or anything like that. What you have to understand is, first of all, these guys have all been working like this for decades. Decades. They've been working like this. And people who, there's people who like to work, especially when they like their work and they want to keep doing it. I'll give you an example of a non-music thing. My father, who's going to be 80 years old in a few months, comes into work every single day. And up until about a month ago when he sold his big commercial real estate shopping plaza, was literally working like hard, like every single day. Why? Because he was used to working. He enjoys working. He has a work ethic. I think that while a lot of these guys, you know, they're rock and rollers and they're known for partying and blah, 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 I think in their hearts, they are working guys. And that's what they know. They've been working their whole lives. And we've heard this before. Maybe if you haven't, I'll explain it to you. This is statistically shown that people who've been working for a really long time, working their whole lives, when they retire, they can go downhill very, very quickly. So part of it is a feeling of kind of keeping your mind occupied, giving you something to look forward to. There's a saying from scripture that says, you know, without a vision, the people perish. So without having something to look forward to, without having the next thing to do, the reason to get up in the morning, you know, people that are used to working can get very depressed and can kind of give up on life. So I think that there is definitely an element of that in these rockers, that they want to keep working. I think also there is the addiction to the adoration. You know, a guy like Ozzy gets up on a stage, you know, and yes, you know, he doesn't sound as good as he used to and stuff like that, but just him getting up there and the thousands of fans screaming and everything like that. I just did a show with a Nirvana tribute band, my Nirvana tribute band, where he played to 1,000 people. That's like the biggest audience we've probably played to. And these people were screaming and going crazy. And there was something really fun about that. Even though we were playing a tribute band, it was something where they had paid money to come to see us to see that. And we're, you know, getting crazy and there's something about that. Could now multiply that by like 20 times, you know, playing to 20,000 people. Some of these big festivals, like 50,000 people. It's huge. Yeah, it's very difficult to not want that. And feel kind of depressed when you don't have it. So there is that aspect of it. Now, the final thing I want to mention here is I think that this is primarily an issue with men. So bear with me. But I think that men's egos and identities are heavily tied to their occupation, to their careers. And when that is not there, I think they start to forget who they are. They start to get psychologically and spiritually kind of lost and can decline. You know, this goes back to the thing I said at the beginning about people used to working. When they stop working, when they're older, can decline very quickly. But this is especially a thing with men. Women are more complicated. They, you know, they're able to kind of like put their tie their identities to other to a lot of other things. Even a guy who's a family guy, it doesn't matter. It's really all about going out and slaying that dragon every single day. You guys out there who are watching, you know exactly what I mean. And to take that away or have it taken away or not be able to go out and do that is a giant blow to your ego. And I don't mean ego in a bad way. I just mean your sort of like personality, you know, what you identify as a person. And to have that gone, snatched away from you, it brings up all kind of very complicated issues, issues of, usefulness to the world and to society, issues of usefulness to your family, all kinds of things. So I think there's some deeper reasons why these guys hang on, even when some of them should have, you know, like Kiss and Ozzy both said goodbye like 20 years ago. And then, you know, they came back. So it's these deeper issues. And these issues drive all of us. They don't just drive Ozzy and Kiss and Mick Jagger. They're driving all of us. And I think this is something we can relate to. And I wanted to do this podcast because I wanted to sort of show you guys the kind of human side to these amazing people that have brought us so much beauty and meaning in all of our lives. So I don't want to be too hard on them. I'm not really into shaming anybody or anything like that. And God bless them if they want to go out. But, you know, I will reiterate what Eddie Trunk says. And I think that there is a lot of validity to this too. I want to remember these guys in their prime. You know, Rush did it perfectly. Rush went out, when they were done, they kind of finished kind of on top and then they stopped. You know, the last show that they did, they still sounded and looked great and did the whole thing like they've always done. And then they said, well, we're probably not going to be back now. Okay. And that is how you want to go out. Not, you know, like, do we really want to see like Mick Jagger come up there and maybe have to sit on a chair or something to perform the Stones music or something like that? You know, we want to remember Mick, you know, dancing around, shaking it up and stuff like that. So I think that there is some validity to from the fan perspective to want to remember those guys like that. But they're out there, just keep in mind, they're human beings like us, and they're out there for probably reasons that are probably way deeper, reasons that affect every single one of us. Thanks guys so much for listening to me today. I would love to know your thoughts on this. Have you seen bands when it went like, oh my God, you just go home. No, you shouldn't be doing this. If so, like, what was your reaction? How did you feel about it? Who was it? I'd love to talk more about it. If you'd like to continue the conversation in a deeper way, please join my private inner circle group. And you can do that at lulombardirocks.com. Go to lulombardirocks.com. There's access to exclusive music, exclusive video, and great interaction with a bunch of really cool people who are very passionate about great guitar-driven rock, and that is at LouLombardiRocks.com. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us, and I'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Okay, and we will stop that.